As we go to the table of the Lord tonight, and we should often come to this table. No requirement for a priest or minister to administer this wonderful exercise of faith that Jesus gave to us. For in it properly participated in is great understanding. This is not a ceremony that we present. It is an activity expressing a relationship with God, with understanding. That's why it's never done the same way at the God School. It's not required that it be done the same way. Two requirements: the elements, the wine and the bread, and remembering Jesus. Now, God has given us His Word that our memories of Jesus might be properly directed. I want to go to the 32nd Psalm, which it says, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit is no guile." I just want, Lord willing, next teaching session, I'm going to dig into this deeper. But for purposes of this communion, the first verse says, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven." The word in Hebrew is nasa. It's used over 600 times in the Old Testament. And the word means to be born, as to carry. And it has a sense in it also to be carried away. And it's translated here, forgiven. I can't tell you, there's probably more than a dozen different English words used in translating this word nasa. The sister verse in the New Testament to this first verse of Psalm 32 is found in 2 Corinthians 5:19, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling, that is, bringing back to himself, bringing back the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed to us this word of reconciliation. What does this mean? When we go to the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah, we go to the fourth verse, and the King James does not properly translate this. They begin to, because it opens and it says, surely he has borne. The word is nasa. In addition to being borne or carried, it means to take upon one's self and the declaration by Isaiah regarding Jesus Christ our Lord. He says, surely he has nasa, taken upon himself and carried away. Carried away what? King James says griefs. The word is holy. And it's translated 38 times in the Old Testament King James, sickness, disease, infirmity. Only here, in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, is it translated grief. It's not incorrect, but I believe it dulls the picture of what Christ did for us. It dulls the memory of what Christ did for us. Surely he has nasa, taken upon himself and carried away, and the picture continues, and carried our sorrows. The word's makab. It means pain. It's pain from sickness, disease, and infirmity. And And this most precious promise of God that we have, this, it's not the most, a most precious promise of God that every Christian, whether healthy or sick, I don't care what the sickness is, what is being declared by Isaiah and affirmed in the 8th chapter of the book of Matthew is that in his passion, at the time of what we call the Passion of Christ, is being declared that he took upon himself, Nasa, and carried away our sicknesses, infirmities, diseases, and the pains thereof. And at this table, through this broken bread, our souls are illuminated by the Word of God through His Spirit as to something that Jesus did. He took our sicknesses upon himself. NASA, and carried them away. That's why it says in the 5th verse that the chastisement, that which was required for our peace, King James, Hebrew word shalom, meaning well-being, meaning wholeness, was upon him. Obamacare notwithstanding, when we're sick, the promise of God is that through the, or with the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. David's faith put the present in the past tense, and Peter makes the declaration, having looked back at the event of Jesus' passion, says, with his stripes we were healed. This is all done by us each and every time we come to this table, it's done discerning Jesus, the true source of our healing, and by faith, with hope in his promise, we take this bread and declare with our mouth that with his stripes we were healed, thanking Jesus. In the 11th verse, well, let's go to the 6th verse first. It says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. That's the essence of sin. We're going to do it our way and not God's way. And the declaration by God through Isaiah is, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. And the 11th verse says, he, that is Jesus, shall see the travail of his soul. Excuse me. He, that is God, shall see the travail of Jesus's soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant righteousify many, for he shall bear their iniquity. Same word. Nasa. Not only did Jesus take upon himself all our sicknesses and infirmities, but he took all our iniquities as well. And you might say, why did God do this for us? And God would answer, or would provide an answer for us in this bearing upon himself, in this carrying away not only of our sicknesses, but carrying away all our sins. Isaiah 43:25 says, I, God speaking, even I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember your sins. Don't look to yourself for a reason that God did this for you. Look to God. He did it for his own sake. Because his intention is to spend eternity with a whole people and with a righteous people. A vision given of that time is there shall be no sin in heaven. Why? Because God blotted it out for his own sake. A vision given of heaven is there shall be no sickness. Why? In both accounts, because Jesus took it upon himself and carried them away, not to be remembered anymore. And at this table, as we look through this cup and do remember almost indescribable things that Jesus did for us. And looking unto Jesus, we can declare with David, get it right. Give me one half a moment. We can declare with David, blessed, happy, a condition of which never changes, is he whose transgression is forgiven, nasa, picked up upon oneself and carried away. With me, thank God for his most wonderful sake, that we are in that company who say, blessed are we whose transgressions are forgiven. Take it in Jesus' name. Amen. No.